Welcome, hola, aloha, and hello. This is the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. Back at you with another episode. I would have released last Monday. I had sat down in the car to record. It was going to be a 400,000 play special because we have reached 400,000 plays in only 5 episodes since the last one. So, pretty crazy. But I sat down to do it. I decided not to. Because I didn't like the way I had laid it out. I didn't like the way I had done it. It just didn't feel right. So, I'm not going to have a 400,000 play special. I will have a 500,000 one. But we've had a little bit too many 100,000 incremental specials. So, you're not going to get one this time. But anyways, I got a listener story. And a story by me. Hope you guys enjoy. The story is by Catmaster6. And I am doing a listener story, because I still want you guys' stories to be read. I just don't want them to take up every single episode. So hope you guys enjoy. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
First of two stories is The Dragon's Demise by Catmaster6. Jean used to be happy when players visited her island. She used to have so much fun with them, and they would feed her. But now she is old. 7,852 years old to be exact, and all she felt like doing was sleeping. Of course, whenever another player came, she would still kill and eat it. They were her only source of food, but she didn't get any enjoyment out of it anymore, and recently she had been making lots of mistakes in her battles. Poorly timed attacks, forgetting to dodge arrows, and now, the players were using the exploding beds to their advantage. Jean sighed. If it weren't for her only egg, she would go hungry, because if she didn't eat the players, they would get her egg, and her species would go extinct. The elderly dragon looked up from her bedrock nest, curled around the pillar upon which rested her egg, enchanted with powerful invisibility. She had scented a player. Twisting her head, she sought towing up one of the obsidian pillars that held her healing crystals. "No," Jean roared, even though the player couldn't understand her. "Those crystals take ages to repair." Jean wearily stood up. She touched her egg with her snout and whispered, "Stay safe, little one," before launching herself off the nest and started circling the player. When she was close to the player, it reached the top of the pillar and shot an arrow at the crystal on the pillar next over, the one closest to Jean. The dragon dove, intercepting the arrow before it hit the crystal. She let out a hiss of pain as the projectile struck her wing, then flapped hard to steady herself and flew at full speed towards the player. Something about it was different this time, though. Instead of the normal light blue or silver scales players usually had, this one had black scales, almost as black as Jean's. She realized this just as she started absorbing healing energy from the crystal, and the player broke through the protective iron bars surrounding it. Before Jean could stop the player, it shot an arrow straight into the crystal. A shockwave of explosive energy radiated out from it, most of which traveled along the line of healing energy connecting Jean to it, coursing through her draconic veins and making her head feel like it was going to explode. The overwhelming pain and energy made the dragon falter, then start to fall. She flapped over in midair, then flicked open her wings, gliding down to her nest, where she perched, nuzzling the invisible egg. She started casting a temporary and protective spell on the egg, using the bond that connects all dragons to their eggs. The tedious enchantment took several minutes, during which she listened in anguish to the player with strange scales destroying all of her crystals. Jean finished the enchantment, a moment after the player destroyed the last crystal. She watched as the player was blasted off the pillar and started to fall. The dragon watched, hoping it would die, but it saved itself at the last second with a bucket of water. Jean took a deep breath, then leapt into the air, blasting her draconic breath at the player. But the player just nimbly stepped off to the side, then scooped some of the lingering dragon breath into a glass bottle. Enraged by her failed attack, Jean dove at the player. The battle raged on for several fierce minutes, during which Jean took arrow after arrow, and the player took barely any damage. The black scales seemed to be much stronger than the blue or silver ones. Before long, Jean noticed that her health was almost empty. She realized that just a few more arrows would end her life, and an enchantment on her egg would fade with it. The only thing to do would be to cast a spell on the egg without using their special connection, which would undoubtedly result in her death, given how much energy that required. She came to this conclusion just as she was hit by an arrow. Quickly, she started a spell, one that would hopefully teleport the egg to safety every time it would be attacked. Jean felt another arrow pierce her chest. She quickened the casting of her spell. But then, a third arrow was fired, and it was about to hit her. And as it was about to hit her, she finished the spell. The energy from the spell started to leave Jean's body, tearing through her scales and pouring out into the air. Jean knew she was dying. She could feel the enchantments in her egg breaking as the violet energy ripped her apart. But she wasn't angry or scared. She was happy, knowing that her species would continue to rule the end. The next story is by me. It's called The Train. I made this one quite quickly, so it's not the usual quality I like to put on the podcast, but I hope you guys enjoy anyway. The Train, the most powerful weapon, a weapon that is both ranged and melee. The Trident is one of the hardest weapons to get in Minecraft. William had always sought the best weapons, tools that could help him defend the overworld and people in need. After hearing about the Trident from a wandering trader, William decided it was time to find a replacement for his trusty diamond sword. It was not going to be easy. The only place to find a Trident was inside the treasure room in the Ocean Monument, a structure protected by guardians. The treasure room also harbored a dangerous protector, an Elder Guardian, one of the strongest creatures in Minecraft. As soon as he could, William tracked down the local cartographer. He purchased a map from him of the nearest ocean monument and began making his way to it. It was not very far away. He was able to reach it well before dusk and set up a small base before night. William had brought some iron armor and his diamond sword for this expedition. Hopefully, this would be enough to survive the laser beams that the guardians would fire. William closed the door of his small base and went to bed, prepared to brave the monument tomorrow. The next morning, William got out of bed and began preparations for his adventure. First, he equipped his armor, grabbed his sword and some food, put his shield on his arm, and then most importantly, took as many water-breathing potions as he could carry. Drinking a potion and diving into the water, William was amazed at the sheer scale of the monument. Gigantic prismarine walls stretched on as far as he could see. William couldn't see any guardians close by, but they were hunting squids in the distance. Taking his chances, William quickly swam through the doorway near him and entered the monument. It was lit quite well inside due to the numerous sea lanterns everywhere. From a side corridor, William heard the swish of a tail. Turning, he readied his sword. Out from the passage, a large guardian emerged, charging the laser about to shoot from his monstrous eye. William put up his shield and felt the force of the laser upon it. The guardian began charging again. William swam forward and struck the creature. Swam away, trying to get enough time to charge again. William didn't give it the chance. With a few more swings, the oversized fish was slain, before it even had the chance to fire again. William drank another water-breathing potion and inspected a shield. A large circular scorch mark was branded on the front. The wood was burned, but only the top layer. The shield should be sufficient for protection from these kinds of attacks. Swimming onwards, William found a room filled with wet sponges, with another guardian lurking in it. His shield gained another scorch mark, but he emerged unscathed. Traveling through two more rooms, he met no opposition. A glint caught his eye from an arched doorway to his right. Swimming through, William blinked from the light of a sea lantern shining off a pile of gold. At the very top, the Trident gleamed. It was actually here. William swam upwards, headed towards the Trident. Suddenly, a laser blasted William, sending him twirling in the water, armor suddenly blazing hot. A gigantic Elder Guardian emerged from behind the golden pile, another laser already shooting from its eye. This laser barely missed William and sent him spinning once more. He finally righted himself and unsheathed his sword. The Elder Guardian shot a third laser, but William was ready. Using the flat of his blade, he reflected the bolt, melting some gold at the bottom of the pile. Charging forward, he slashed at the beast. Blinking red, the Elder Guardian retaliated with a gigantic swish of its tail. Narrowly avoiding it, William was still rocketed away by the force it produced. Close combat was no longer an option. There's only one. Swimming as fast as he could, William headed up to the golden pile. He reached to the top, dodged a laser beam, and grabbed the Trident. With a deadly throw, the golden Trident shot forward and embedded itself in the eye of the Guardian. With a final roar, it was slain. William had gotten the Trident. Hope you guys enjoyed those stories. The YouTube channel is at around 90 subscribers, so close to the 100 subscriber goal. And in only 1 month, Remember, 100 subscribers, Grayson comes on the podcast. So if you want to see that happen, go subscribe. Link is in the description. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed. See you guys inside the next episode.